Welcome. Tonight, I am going to be your guide on a journey that exists beyond this world and crosses over into the dimension that lies just beyond the peripheral, a place you have felt in your waking hours and visited in your darkest. The year is 1986. The date, October 19th. The time, 8:06. And the place, the damp parking lot of the high school in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. Here we find Allie, a common high school senior born and raised on the outskirts of this small town. Her family owns the last farm in Sepulpa, and it is the only one allowed to supply produce to the local grocery stores. Allie is a bit different from the other members of her family. She loves the city, the fellowship provided by her peers, and sees status as a symbol of worth. She values her appearance and wouldn't ever be caught mingling with anyone outside of the popular social circle. Her family wasn't the wealthiest, but they got by, and along the way provided all they could for their only child, including her prized blue sedan that she's driving tonight. Having a car at her age was uncommon, but after Allie proclaimed that her dearest friends would laugh at her for driving the red farm truck of yesteryear, her dad found a way, provided she worked with him on the weekends at the farm and obeyed the curfew laws her parents put into place. Allie is running late tonight, but fate doesn't wait, and she's about to learn a lesson that is all but forgotten today, a lesson that will be learned through a most unforgettable way.
I cannot believe I stayed so late just to watch us get beat tonight. It's basketball, guys. How hard is it to throw the ball in the hole? I seriously hope that coach gets told to hit the showers after tonight. And of course, tonight, you're not going to work. You never work when I need you to. You call that music? Get a grip, Mozart. Your popularity is about as high as Reagan's approval rating. Look, someone else is leaving early. Good to know I'm not the only one unsatisfied by those performance issues. Looks like we're headed in the same... Wait, is that Dad? Has he been spying on me tonight? Seriously, dude? I bail on morning chores once, and I mean once, and it was for a really... really good reason. Not everyone got invited to Jenny's birthday party, but I did, and now, all of a sudden, I can't be trusted, and he's...
Allie watches on as the truck follows closely behind her. She becomes nervous and decides to change speed, but as she did, so did this mysterious truck. This time, he inched closer to her and suddenly blinds her with his high beams.
Okay, that is definitely not Dad. I'm not sure what your deal is, pal, why your high beams are on, or what you've been sipping, but I am the last person you want to mess with tonight. Let's see if I can get ahead of this car. Oh, you gotta be kidding me! You again? Fine, you know what? This time, I'm gonna slow down and just let you pass me. And if that's not good enough, then I'm just gonna pull over and we'll see what the fuss is all about.
Allie has always been tough. Being raised on a farm, you have to be. And the last thing you'd ever find her doing is letting something or someone get the best of her. And now, upon realizing this truck isn't going to pass, She decides to go down a dark country road, a road that few ever travel. Her immediate thought is she'll ditch him, and they'll be on their separate ways. She sees nothing but the dark behind her now.
No! No, no, no!
Her heart is beginning to race as she has never felt before, when it becomes all too clear that behind her is the truck, high beams flashing and racing towards her.
I've gotta get away from him. Okay, let's see what this thing can do. I don't understand. Why are you flashing your high beams at me? Have you lost it?
The vehicles move back and forth, playing out like a man's battle of wills. Allie will make it home, but at this moment, it isn't certain if she'll be alive or dead.
Dad! Dad, help! Help me!
Allison?
Call the police! Call the goddamn police!
What is going on?
This freak is trying to kill me!
Freeze. In these moments, time moves rapidly, yet not at all. Like gentle snow falling from the sky, what seems so far away can suddenly be so close and gone before you have time to think about it. In these moments, to compose oneself is everything. The red truck is finally shut off, and fate will await no longer.
Sir, that's far enough.
Everybody freeze! Sir, lower your weapon. I will not repeat myself. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what's going on here, but the two of you flew past my post going nearly 80 miles an hour. And this fine man is pointing a gun at a man I've never seen in my town before.
Sir.
Shut it! If I wanted to hear you speak, I'd say speak. I don't know what you're doing or why you're getting off chasing high school girls around. I don't know if this is your first time, but this will be the last time it happens in my town, pal. Understood?
Understood, sir.
Really, though, it isn't me you want. It's the other man.
What was that?
What other man? What the hell are you talking about, you pervert?
The one in the back seat with the knife. I saw him sneak into a car at the high school as she was messing with the radio. I only chased her to try to save her. Every time he raised up the knife, the striker, I flashed my high beam, hoping she would see a shadow or the reflection of the knife.
Oh my.
It was on a trip down a dark, twisted country road. During a ride, she still remembers vividly to this day that Allie learned the most important lesson of her life. Appearances aren't everything, and a stranger's high beams could be the lifesaver you didn't realize you needed.